Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Gimel. And sure enough, on daf Lamed Gimel, we have the all of the sugya of Lag BaOmer. However, we're only starting the count to Lag BaOmer, so don't start this too early. And we were talking about the issue of robbery, stealing from the poor, and so on, continues the Braita, after we talked about the Neshei Mechuzah yesterday, so all of these destructions of the Tvua, Harbot Ganotechem, the Charmechem, all the beautiful gardens that you have, and all the vineyards, Teinechem v'zetechem, Yochal HaGazam, the Gazam, are the locusts. And we said that the Braita earlier, that the locusts come in this oven of Gezel, Yetra Gazam. And Gazam, by the way, is why we called it Arba in the end, because it says, we're learning this out from the Gzer Shav of Gazam, to the story in Yoel, of Yetra Gazam Achal Harbeh, and Yetra Harbeh Achal HaYalek, V'Yetra HaYalek Achal HaChasil. So basically all of these different species of locusts attack you and leave nothing behind. And so a person takes something on the right side and he's still starving. Eats whatever he can find on the left. He just doesn't have enough. The simple meaning is everybody eat your own flesh. Which we said before is the starvation that leads to eating the dead. Inui adin is where you simply don't take the time to go to the court and to issue your judgments. You're too busy watching TV or attending chasanas or whatever else it is that the dayonim are doing. And that's an ivus adin, an inui adin, where people are waiting. Ivus adin is where they've been paid off or they don't like the guy or whatever, and they bemaze it. They pervert it. Kilkul adin is they just don't care enough. Why should I? But I should spend all day looking into this. It looks like this, so I'll basket it like this. It sounds like this, so I'll do it like that. Ubitul teira cherev uviza rabba. That means that there will be invasions destroying the yishuv. V'dever uvatzored ba. There's going to be plague, famine. You can eat, but never be full. They will have to eat. There will be such a terrible matzav, as Rashi says in Chumash, that they will have to share. They'll only have a little bit of wheat. They'll don't have any energy, so they'll all share the baking b'tanur echad, as it says in the pasuk. And then it's going to be such crummy, literally. Such crummy material that the bread will fall apart. And in order to be able to split the proceeds properly, they'll have to first weigh it and then weigh it on the way out so that they know that nobody got a gram that they shouldn't have gotten because every bit is so much necessary for life. Because it says, "Imlo briti yom avalayla chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti," and then the next pasuk continues, "B'shivri lechem matei lechem v'ofu eser nashim." So you'll have 10 women; they're all going to be baking b'tanur echad. Uchtiv, what is this all about? At the end of all of these klolas, it says, "Yan uvyan b'mishpatay ma'asu." So then that means that they had no interest in limud Torah, and they had no interest in mishpat, and they weren't makbid on giving a din emes. Ba'avon shvuat shav u'shvuat sheker v'chilal Hashem v'chilal Shabbos. All of those things is the lashon of v'chilalta. So all of these elements of chilul, chaya ra'a rabba uvehima kala. So there's the what we have today. The bears are in the streets and the mountain lions are parading around the lawns and so on. Behima kala, and the domesticated animals are destroyed. V'nei adam mitmatim, and you're not allowed to go out of your house, and then the highways are shut down, v'adrachim mishtomimim, and then it looks like it's all over. Shenemar v'im be'ele lo tivasruli, al tikre be'ele, ela ba'Allah. So it starts with Allah because of the Shvua. And that is immediately before, what does it say, v'shlakti b'chem et chayat ha-sadeh. All of those interesting events are all in be'ele, in ba'Allah, and then things get worse in the next list of seven. And the same thing is true of chilo, other chilo, because by shvuah sheker it says lo tishvu v'shbi la shaker v'chilal tashem elohecha, u'v'chilul Hashem it says the same thing lo tichalalu et shem kachi, and v'chilul Shabbos it says michalaleha mot yumat. So you see that all of this is the nature of chilo. So that chilo brings the destruction of the functional world. Ba'avon shvichos damim, the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina leaves Klal Yisrael. Shelemer v'lo tachnifu et ha'aretz. And then we talk about ki adam yachanaf et ha'aretz, v'lo tamei et ha'aretz, asher atam yoshvim ba. And it adds asher ani shochein betocha, which is mash, but if you are metamei the ha'aretz, I can't. First of all, you ain't going to be there, but I'm not going to be there. Ani shochein betocha, so there will not be a Beis Hamikdash. Ba'avon gilui arayot, ve'avodat kochavim, ve'ashmatat shmitin ve'yovelot, people who don't keep shmita ve'yovelot, or over on gilui arayot, ravidus kochavim galut ba'la olam. Megalim otam, people come, take out klal Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael, ba'im acherim ve'yoshvim ve'goman, as what happened even to the goyim in Eretz Yisrael. And that, first of all, we start off, shenamar ki et kol ha'tovot ha'el asu anshei ha'aretz asher hayu lifneichem, in the list in of all of the arayot. And then it says, vatitma ha'aretz vefkod avona aleha. And it says the same thing later, lo taki ha'aretz etchem betama ha'chem otah. Uba'avodat kochavim, it says, v'natati et pigrechem al pigre gilulechem, which has to do with, obviously, the gilulechem is avodah zarah. And at the end of that, it says, hashimoti et migdishechem, so that I'll destroy the Beis HaMikdash v'etchem ezre bagoyim. B'shmitim v'yovlot, and how do we know that this is true about shmitim v'yovlot, that it is going golus? Because it says, as tirtzeh ha'aretz et chapto teh kol yamei ha'shama. This is beferish. Kol yamei ha'shoma tishbot. So the land will have a chance to recover from all of your violations when you can't use it. Bavon navlut pe sorot rabot gzerot kashot mitchadshot ubachorei sonei Yisrael metim yitomim v'almanot tzoakim ve'inam ne'anim. Because of the way that people speak so obscenely, so because of that, there's terrible gzeras against Klal Yisrael, and the even the Bachurim, Sonei Yisrael obviously is a euphemism. We don't want to say Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. And they will die, and the orphans and the widows are not going to be taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says, Beferish, Alkeinah Bachurav lo yitzmach Hashem, v'et yitomah v'et almanotav lo yirachem. So it says Bachurav, because it's usually teenagers and kids that engage in nivul peh. Yitomim and almanos won't find rachamim. Kikulo chanefu moreya, all of them are a bunch of phonies and rishayim. V'chope dover nevala. And with all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger has not been turned away. Va'od yadol netuyah. It's still, Rashi says, the idea of va'od is va'ad, which means therefore the next gears of la'ad means forever. That is to say, for cross his life. Rav Chanan bar Rava, this means that HaKol yodim kala lama nichlas al chuppah. What kind of childishness is that? Everybody knows why that kala is going to the chuppah. So what do you have to talk about it? Yalakolam in abel et piv, afilu chotmim alav gzardin shal shivim shana letova, which is la'ad, the end, in other words, the normal time in which a person lives. Even that is ad yodonetuya, meaning until the end of his life, ofchim alav lera, I can lose all of the gzerot tovot on him. Omer bar Shila, Omer of Chista Kolam, and Abel at Piv, Ma'amikim lo Gehenam. Somebody who speaks obscenely, Gehenam is made especially deep for him. Shenemar, Shucha Amuka Pizaro. The deepest Shucha is for a mouth that speaks of Zaros. From Nachor bar Yitzchak Omer, it's not only the person who speaks that way, it's people who listen to those kind of movies, and they're shomea, and they're shotek, and they don't respond. It means nothing to them. Shenema zu'um Hashem yiposham. So that which is not responsive, and therefore he is abhorred, he doesn't care about what abhors HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will fall there too. Omer Rav Hoshaya kol ha'mimarek atzmo la'avera, chaburot u'pitzaim yotzim bo. Somebody who actually clears his calendar only in order to be able to do averis. You know, so he takes that little trip to China, business trip supposedly, but everybody knows what he's tippy-toeing down there for. And that person have these terrible sores breaking out on him. Shenemar, chaburot petza, tamruk bira, v'lo'od el shenidon behidrokan. He's going to get hidrokan, and that is a terrible swelling. So it's different types of such swellings, as we'll see. Shneimo makot chadrei button. The insides, his insides are going to be affected. On Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a simen laveraha is hidrokan. That type of swelling, they say it's like dropsy. I don't know, even today we have that. But Tana Rabbanu Shloshim in hidrokani. Somebody who is punished by hidrokan because of averot, of gilui arayas, his skin becomes very thickened. Somebody who gets hidrokan because he doesn't have what to eat, he becomes swollen. Swollen is like softer, looks watery. Shok shafim, and something that's brought about through kshafim, is like his skin looks stretched. So it's duck. Shmuel HaKatan once got hidrokan. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, everybody's going to say that the reason I got it was because I did all these terrible averas. Me mefisa, who's going to be the one that's going to figure out that there's other reasons? And immediately he became cured. Itasi. Abaya once got it. So Rava said, I know why Abaya got sick. Yadana Beben Achmini, I've been telling him since he was a kid to stop all of this business of eating poorly. What are all those cookies for? No, actually, he used to be Mariv himself because he kept a lot of tinyos. I know that he doesn't eat properly. He's mach b'nafshe, so nobody should be chosh at him. Then Rava got sick with hidrokan. Wait a minute. How could Rava get sick? He's the guy that's been saying you got to eat properly in order to avoid hidrokan. He must have been able to keep his own advice, no? And there is another source for hidrokan because it says that someone who doesn't go to the bathroom to defecate when he needs to, we had in the Gemara before that he'll be suffering from hidrokan. And Rava was the one who said that too, because Rava who the Omar, nefishek tilei kedar minifichei kapan. There's more problem cases of people that die from the potty. Nefishek tilei kedar is the potty. People that die from the potty than people that die because they haven't eaten properly. So he must have been careful. No, he wasn't careful. Why wasn't he careful? Because he had all these talmidim and they kept him in shir for a long time. He was dying to go to the bathroom, but it was too embarrassing to break the shir. So because of that, he ended up being over on his own advice. So the inseler rabbana beidne bel korche, they kept him there in shir, even though he didn't want to. Tana rabbana, arba'a simanim. There are four simanim of different averas. Siman la avera is hidrokan. Simen l'sinat chinam is you turn ye green, ye rakon. You know, it's a green with jealousy. You hate everybody, right? Simen l'gasut haruach, somebody who is arrogant, is aniyut. We see that this means aniyut b'Torah. Simen l'shon hara, people that speak l'shon hara have askara. Askara is the machala that starts with all types of internal pains, ends up getting into your throat, and then chokes you to death in your lungs. Sound familiar? So that is Lashon Hara, which of course is also Tzaras, which of course means wear masks across your lips, and Tomei Tomei Yikra, and go into quarantine for 14 days, and all of these other inyonim. Seems to be very Nogea. So Askara is because of Lashon Hara. Askara Bala Olam. So the Tanakhama says, Ovi Askara Bala Olam Al HaMaiser. Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Yossi says it's al lashon hara. So according to the Rabbanan, we have another issue over here also, which is Meisers. Amar Rabbi Vitamer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, where do we see this? V'hamelech yismach be'elohim yitalel kol anishbabo. So anybody that is nishba be'emes will be mihulal. And then all of these mamzerim that speak Lashon Hara, Yisacher pi dovrei shaker. Yisacher is askara. Yisacher, they should choke to death. So these dovrei shaker should choke to death. Iboilu. Was he saying al Lashon Hara only, or was he saying also on Lashon Hara, but he was including also the din about Meiser? It's Tashma. I'll prove to you what Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi held, if you read the following bright, it says, so when they came into Barnea's neighborhood, at the time that the Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mavakesh to build Yavne, at the time of the Churban, so Rebbe Yehuda was there, so Rebbe Yehuda the Tan, Rebbe Loi, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, and they asked the question, this Makkah, that was apparently affecting everybody. So this is askara. Why does it start internally And then it ends in his mouth and he's choking. So Nana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was called the Rosh HaMedabrim. And this is, we're going to see why, because he was the one that was appointed by the Romans. And he said, the reason is that even though internally your body begins with your gut feelings of klayot yoatzot, and the lev is mevin, you make your choices, but in the end, even though the lashon, you need your tongue to say the words, but it all comes from your mouth. So your filthy mouth of lashon hara should choke to death. Na, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi, aha, now here is the insight. This is Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi, who said, Mipnei she'ochlin badvarim tmeim. This is because they eat things at McDonald's. So since they're eating at McDonald's, therefore their mouth should choke to death. This is amazing. It's so classic the way the Seder of morality in Chazal says the Gemara, Dvarim Tmeim Salkataitach. That's ridiculous. What, just for eating at McDonald's, a person should choke to death? Where did the person say a person should choke to death? Because he eats the tray for food. For Lashon Hara, we understand why you should choke to death. But what's wrong with eating at McDonald's compared to Lashon Hara? So it can't mean literally that he would be askara for eating at McDonald's. Ela shochlim badvarim she'ena mitukanim. Over there, there's a chiyav misa for eating teva. Nana Rabbi Shimon v'amar, this askara is because of bitul teira. And therefore, the mouth that is full with nonsense and doesn't have teira in it should choke to death. Omrulo, that's crazy. So how come women also get askara? They're not chayev in bitul teira. Yeah, they don't do enough to cause their husbands not to learn. Shemavat lotet baliyem. Honey, could you please clean the fridge? Nachrim yochicho. Well, how about goyim? Goyim don't die from askara. They're not chayev in divrei Torah. What are you talking about? They're totally chayev because they're the ones who are mevatel klal Yisrael. They're the worst ones. Fill out your taxes. Come in for your whatever. Tinokot yochicho. What about kids that aren't chayev? What do you mean kids? Kids cause the most bitul Torah. Daddy, we need a vacation up in the snow. Daddy, I need candy. Daddy, tell me a story. So therefore, they're mevatel. Okay, so what about tinokot shel beit rabban? Surely children that go to Zilberman's cheder, they actually learn and they don't even have time to bother their father. So how come they also get askara? Ah, that's something else. Hasam ked Rabbi Gurion, the Amar Rabbi Gurion, v'tem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shemaya. When you have tzadikim in the door, tzadikim nitvasim al hador, the tzadikim provide a kapora for the kilkul of the door. But if there's no tzadikim in the door, then the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees as being valuable are tinokot shel beit rabban, and the tinokot shel beit rabban are the ones that are nitvasim al hador, because Klal Yisrael is ultimately one arvus, one bris. Where do we see this in the pasuk? Im lo teidilach hayafa ben hashim tzilach bikvei atzonu ru'iyat gidiyotayich. And what does that mean? Im lo teidilach, in other words, if you don't have the brains to be able to learn and you've really messed up, then you better go out bikvei atzon. Then go and find the avos hakedoshim and look to their schus to be able to save your children. And then, and it actually means your kids, right? Then you can let the kids out to graze. But that's because you're semech on the avos. And that means that the gediim, or the ro'im, either if you don't have the ro'im, then the gediim are memushkanim ala ro'im. So that implies that the kids are actually the mashkan for the ro'im who are in charge and are not doing their job. Okay, so anyway, why did we bring all this? Only to show that Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi is clearly saying on Meiser, it's the same thing as on Lashon Hara, askara, because here he gives the explanation that it's because of Maaser. So apparently, when he said al Lashon Hara, he meant af al Lashon Hara, shma mina. Yes, clearly that must be true. By the way, why do we call Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi the Rosh HaMedabrim b'chol makom? Because it was once a story where it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, were sitting together with Yehuda ben Gerim, who was, this is a big machlokas, whether Yehuda ben Gerim was the children of a Ger and a Gioret, who had married and had Yehuda, whether he was a Talmud Chacham or whether he was a no-goodnik. Rashi learns that he was one of them. He was good. And he didn't mean to do any harm. So what happened is that Rabbi Yehuda starts talking, and he says, this is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he starts talking, and he says, you know, the fact is that these Romans are not such bad guys, you know? I mean, look what the Romans have done for us. They made all of these wonderful Wall Streets, Shvakim, and we have all of these beautiful roads and bridges. It's amazing. And, I mean, look at the waterworks. Oh, my gosh, the Merchatzaot. Surely the Romans are wonderful. Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Choy said, yeah, right. They're wonderful. Why do you think they do all of this? Because they care for making the world a better place? Absolutely not. If you don't have marketplaces, where the heck are you going to put all the whores? They can't live without whores. And if they got all of these beautiful swimming pools, that's all part of the same story. Let me tell you, you Hefner had a big swimming pool too. So all the Romans, the same thing. And what do you think the roads are for? Money, to make money. All they want to do is get you with those tolls and with those taxes and everything else. So it's litomi amechas. Anyway, that was the discussion. Meanwhile, Yehuda ben Gary, he went and said over these things to friends or whatever. It's not clear who he said it to. Those who learned that he was no good, they learned that it means that he said it on purpose. He said it to the government. But in the end, it was nishma ulamalchus. It was mashma like Rashi. No, it's not that he did it, but they found out. So then they gave a special decree. Yehuda, who was Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, since he made us great, ila yit aleh. So he should be very important, and he should be the Rosh HaMedabrim b'chol mokom. Yossi, who didn't say anything, and he was kept quiet, we should send him into exile. Where else but Sipori, another place in Barnea's neighborhood. Shimon, who was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Shegina, and he made fun of us, he should be killed. Anyway, so he heard about that, and he and his son go, and they run away, and they hid out in the Beit HaMidrash. And his wife would bring them food every day, a little bit of water and some bread, and they would eat a little bit. And then the things got worse. They started sending around detectives to find out where they were. So Rabbi Shimon says to his friend, look, you know, they might grab your mother and torture her, and then they'll force her to say where we are. So listen, it's not Shimar Daitan Kalasalayim, it's hard for them. We better get out of here and find a place where she won't know about and no one will know about, except the rabbit, of course. So anyway, they went out, and Toshu b'Maharata, they found this rabbit hole, and they hid out in this cave, and they didn't have anything to eat anymore, but Yisrachish Nisa Iborilu Charuva Ve'ina Damaya. So this beautiful giant carob tree grows up around their cave, which is very nourishing. And there was a little spring that they were able to drink and wash, and that was everything that they had. Now, where were they ever going to get another bunch of clothes? They didn't know how long they were going to have to be living there, and they would soon be without clothes. So what they would do, they would take off their clothes and would cover themselves up in sand, up to their neck, and they would learn together all day long. And it was time for davening, then they would put on their clothes, they would daven, and then they would take off their clothes and cover themselves with sand, and that way they could wear their clothes for a very long time, and they wouldn't wear out. My first chavrusa in Mir, it's like, mamish amazing, because it's very hard for people to relate to this, was like 55 years ago. He was so poor that he only had one pair of pants. They could not afford another pair of pants. But he could afford handkerchiefs. So what he used to do is before he would sit down to learn, he would take his handkerchief and he would put it down on the wooden bench. And then he would sit down on the handkerchief because that way the handkerchief would wear out and not his pants. This is Mamish Maisa Shoya. Every day would sit down and that's how he learned. Anyway, so they sat like that for 12 years. And comes along Elio one day, and he stands right there at the entrance of the cave, and he says, ha, I wonder who's going to let Bar Yochai know that Caesar is dead, and they canceled all the decrees of Caesar. Oh, so he comes out. Okay, so he's on his way back into town and he's going to see what the world is like. All right, so Chozer Inish, first thing they see is they look out, they see some people working in the field. They're plowing the field. They're putting in new seeds. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, what? This is insane. People are menichin chaye olam v'oskim b'chaye sha'a. This is what they're wasting their lives on? Wherever they would look, everything would be burned up. So Basco comes out and says, what'd you guys get out of your cave for? La'achrivo la'miyatzatem, what, you came out to destroy the world? Back to your cave. Chizru l'maratchem, get back to your cage. Okay, so they go back. And then they stay in there for another 12 months. And then they say to themselves, look, you know what? Rishayim and Gehenem, we gedarshin from the posek, midechodesh bechotsho, that Mishpat Rishayim Begehenem is a total of 12 months. We've been here for 12 months. We ought to be able to go out. And sure enough, at that moment, a Basco came out and says, out of your cage. So they came out. This time they had learned the lesson, or at least Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had, and had a different way of seeing things. So Reb Elazar was still a relative to his father, was still a kid. You know, so he would burn everything up by looking at it. He couldn't take it. He couldn't understand it. So every place that he went and something would blow up, Rabbi Shimon would look at it and would fix it, right? So the two of them were going together, so it wasn't such a disaster. And Rabbi Shimon says to Reb Elazar, look, we have to accept the fact that there's enough to keep the world going, just me and you. Forget about all these other clowns and stop being makbid on it. There, you know, we had, of course, the story before, Letzevet Lazeh or Beshvil Zeh. So we could keep the world going ourselves. Anyway, it was almost Shabbos, and it's Erev Shabbos, and they see an old man, and it's a very special old man because it's a Husaba, which again, according to Tosfos and places, that's always a remes to Eliyahu HaNavi. But they see this old man running down the street, and he's carrying these two bundles of hadassim on his shoulders. It's almost Shabbos, and he's running. So they say to him, what's the big deal? What do you need that for? He said, what do you mean? Lichvot Shabbat. I need it because it gives a beautiful smell to the house. So, well, you need two. You're an old man. Would be enough one. What do you mean, he says? It says Zohar v'Shomer. One is for Zohar, one is for Shomer. So he says to his son, you see? Oh, these are the people we're talking about, man. Chazi, Kamer, Chavivim, Mitzvah, Yisrael. These are amazing people. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon, which is strange because in the Zohar, he's the father-in-law of Rabbi Shimon. Some tiny of the Gemara means the opposite, but whatever. So he went out to meet Rabbi Shimon, brings him into the bath in order to, I mean, he hasn't had a bath in all of these years. And Avika Orichle Labisre, he's trying to wash out his skin and to make him feel better. And he sees that his skin is completely cracked from all of this sitting. And there's pile begufe. So there's cracks in his skin, and he starts crying, Rabbi Pinchas. And Rabbi Pinchas' tears fall into the cracks in Rabbi Shimon's skin. And Rabbi Shimon is going, ouch, oh, ee, and he's crying. So Rabbi Pinchas says, oy vey, that I should see you in this state. What a disaster. Said Rabbi Shimon, are you crazy? You should be dancing. Ashrecha sheritini bekach, Baruch Hashem. If you hadn't seen me in this kind of matzav, you would never have found me to be the person that I now am. Lo matzati bikach, because before he had to run away, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a question, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yorah was a guy, and Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yorah would give him 12 different answers to the question. And now, when he comes back, when Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yorah had a question, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would have 24 different approaches to answer the question. That totally outstripped everybody who was back in the normal world. So Rabbi Shimon said, well, and Mamish, what a miracle this thing is that I survived these 13 years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me my charuv and my water, and he kept the Romans away. I should do something to help the city, because after all, it says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. So when Yaakov was saved from Esav, it says he came Shalem, and Rav said that means he was Shalem Begufo, he was Shalem Bemamono, he was Shalem Betoratso. So he comes to Shechem, and it says Vayichanet Pnei Ha'ir, that he did something kind for the city, is the way that we're understanding. Chinana, not just Vayichan to camp there, but to do chain for the city. Omar Rav, so Rav says, what did he do for the city? Well, he created coinage. Shmuel says he created markets. Rabbi Yochanan says he made water houses. Sounds familiar? It all started with that and the Romans, right? What have the Romans ever done for us? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came to learn from Yaakov Avinu, who was the one in his argument with Esav, who was, of course, Edom and the Romans, ultimately. He was the one who had done exactly what the Romans had done. It's a crazy story. Anyway, so this is what Yaakov Avinu did. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, okay, I should also do something. Ika milta de boile takune. Is there something around here that I could do to help out the city? Amrle, yes, actually there is. We've got this crazy area in town that there's rumors that there's somebody was once buried there. It's a Suffolk tumma. No Kohanim can go through there. And because of that, they have to go all the way around. So every time they come here, it takes them an extra 20 minutes to get home because of this extra line. It's very hard for the Kohanim to go all around the area. By the way, I had this crazy story also with this, based on the same Misa. So Eli, who's now like this big doctor in NYU. So Eli Oberstein and me, we used to go very often to Tzvat. I told you this story, but it's like it's mamish from this Gemara. This one. And there was this terrible bathroom in Tzvat, this public bathroom at the end of the Tayelet, which was in awful shape, and it was such a bizoyon for the city, and people had scribbled these ugly messages on the outside of it. We used to walk by there every day, and getting from the Beis HaMedrash back to Hanalei's home. So finally, one day I said, listen, we don't have to, why should we be mitzayer every time and not do something about it? We ought to fix this bathroom. So okay, so we decided we're going to paint it. So there's a hardware store, like just three stores down. We go into the hardware store, buy a big can of paint, some brushes, and we get to work. We paint the entire place, and people are coming out of the stores. And look, who are these crazies? What are they doing? We paint the entire thing blue to match with the Tzvat story, right? This is like, so everybody is like, what's going on? Anyway, a couple weeks later, we came back to Tzvat. We found out that the city had torn the whole thing down, rebuilt it with beautiful stones, and it ended up being a tremendous tikkun for Tzvat. So it actually works, this stuff.